السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد بن عبد الله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أعاذنا الله وإياكم والمسلمين من النار. After praising Allah جل وعلا, we ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى for His forgiveness. We thank Allah جَلَّ وَعَلَى for all His provisions. Peace and blessings be upon the Messenger of Allah جَلَّ وَعَلَى. I remind myself always and you as well to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah جَلَّ وَعَلَى instructed the believers to be mindful of Him always. فَتَقْوَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ رَأْسُ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being mindful of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the top of every matter. In our today's khutbah, barakallahu feekum wa jazakum allahu khayran. I'll try to be brief as much as I can. And the khutbah of today, insha'Allah azza wa jal, in few minutes, we'll be looking at the taqwa. Because taqwa is very important in everyone's life. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about it in different parts of the Quran, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have believed, اتقوا الله حق تقاته. اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حق تقاته. As he deserves. As he deserves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As taqwa has to be shown to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's defined by different scholars. معنى التقوى, the meaning of taqwa is to cleanse and purify your heart and soul. But there is a beautiful meaning and definition of taqwa by Sahabi al-Jalil, the noble companion of the Messenger, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda. He defined taqwa in three statements. They are very important for you to memorize them. Not memorizing only, but act upon these three statements. Ibn Mas'ud defined taqwa by saying, أَن يُطَاعَ فَلَا يُعْصَى. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِ means أَن يُطَاعَ فَلَا يُعْصَى. To be obeyed. Allah is to be obeyed, non-disobeyed. Because taqwa means obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all what Allah azza wa jalla commanded. and abandoning what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refused or restricted every individual. So by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not disobeying. The second statement, أي يذكر فلا ينسى, to be remembered and not to be forgotten. Taqwa means remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mean to move, to walk along with the musabbaha. La. You move while praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But, however, you have to remember in all aspects, while you're going to do something, you remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. What I'm going to do right now is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does Allah azza wa jalla allows it or not? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids it, akhil kareem, leave it, because you don't gain from it. That's the second statement. The third statement, وَأَن يُشْكَرَ فَلَا يُنْسَى وَأَن يُشْكَرَ فَلَا يُكْفَرَ مَعْذِرَةً وَأَن يُشْكَرَ فَلَا يُكْفَرَ. You have to be gratitude, to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His favors. فلا يكفر, and you don't supposed to deny. You not to deny what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors you with. That's the taqwa, according to the Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda. That's why al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, in his book Had al-Arwah ila Bilad al-Afrah, driving the souls to the abode of happiness, among the keys he mentioned, he said, وَمِفْتَاحُ الْفَلَاحِ تَقْوَى وَمِفْتَاحُ الْفَلَاحِ تَقْوَى. The key of success is taqwa. If you want to be success in the world, if you want to be success in the hereafter, taqwa. And the vice versa. وَالْعَكْسُ بِالْعَكْسِ وَالْعَكْسُ الصَّحِيحِ. You want to be success in every matter? Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you fear Allah jalla wa ala, Allah azza wa jalla opens the door for you. If you don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is going to make your life dayiq, a disgrace. You're going to suffer from depression. You're going to suffer from stress. Because you don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the extent you will fear your shadow. Wallahi, according, that's what the scholars say. You reach at a certain extent and you fear your own shadow, because you don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You fear human beings or mankind. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ وَنَسَّلُ اللَّهَ لَفَ الْعَافِيَةِ أَقُولُ مَا سَمِعْتُمْ أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَاتَّمْ ذَنْبِكَ مَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ. الحمد لله على إحساني والشكر له على توفيقه وامتناني, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه, وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضواني وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ذكر الإمام البيهقي في الزهد الكبير, one of the noble scholars, محدث, الإمام البيهقي, in one of his books called Az-Zuhd al-Kabir, he mentions the definition of taqwa. It's very beautiful. An Abi Salih, Abi Salih qal, is the one narrating this hadith or this athar. Abi Salih says, qala rajulun li Abi Huraira, a man once asked Abi Huraira. Abi Huraira is one of the companions who is very famous when it comes to the ilm, the knowledge of hadith. He's on the top of those who memorized the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man asked him once, he asked him, "Mat taqwa? What is taqwa?" Wallahi, listen to this carefully. You will know either we among those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we cautious when it comes to Allah, to be mindful of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Qala rajulun li Abi Huraira, a man once asked Abi Huraira, "Mat taqwa? What is the taqwa?" Abi Huraira responded to him by also asking him, "Hal akhadta طَرِيقًا ذَا شَوْكٍ. Have you ever taken a path filled with thorns? Have you ever taken a path filled with thorns? فَقَالَ نَعَمْ. The man responded by saying, yes, I have. Then Abi Huraira asked him, فَكَيْفَ صَنَعْتْ. What did you do? You're going to walk along the path is filled with thorns. What are you supposed to do? It's the path you have to take. What can you do? Abi Huraira asked, what did you do? فَقَالَ الرَّجُلُ. The man said, أَخَذْتُ إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الشَّوْكَ. When I saw the thorns, subhanallah, عَدَلْتُ عَنْهُ أَوْ جَاوَزْتُ أَوْ قَصُرْتُ عَنْهُ. I tried to avoid them. I avoided the thorns or passed over them. Subhanallah. Avoid the thorns or pass over them. That is the taqwa. That means طول حياة. Your entire life, you're going to face this from and face you're gonna face trials and tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don'ts and do's. Those are trials. How, in most cases, when it comes to don'ts, because our hearts are molded to perform, to act upon the don'ts, that's why we fail of taqwa. We don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I usually remind myself and others that every single haram Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited an individual to fall a victim of it, it has a sickness in it. Wallahi. فالخمر في لذة. The wine, there is a sweetness in it. الزنا فيه لذة. Fornication, there is a sweetness in fornication. But how many times do you fight your heart not to do that? If you fight as much as you can not to fall a victim of that sin, that's the taqwa. Because if you do it, you put yourself on a thorn. You don't hurt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're hurting yourself. Wal'iyadu billah. Lastly, the virtues of taqwa, Allah mentions many, many of them in the Quran. If you want to know the virtues of taqwa, read Surah At-Talaq. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. The taqwa, what makes me smile when it comes to the virtues of taqwa is the one of the last verse in Surah Baqarah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ فِيَا اللَّهِ ويعلمكم الله. Allah will teach you. And the vice versa. If you don't fear Allah, there's no way you're gonna acquire knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all our shortcomings. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us taqwa in our entire lives. إن الله أمرنا حيث قال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله بها عليه عشر اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك اللهم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ورضى الله عن أصحاب رسول الله خصوصا منهم أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن بقية أصحاب أجمعين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، أذل الشرك والمشركين، دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وصل اللهم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.